Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
It's Friday, June 3rd, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Gartner's five privacy trends by 2024 and Google and Microsoft collaboration moves. This is the business of tech. Gartner with some specific privacy trends they're expecting through to 2024, specifically five. And why 2024? By the end of 2024, Gartner predicts that 75% of the world's population will have personal data covered under modern privacy regulations. So what are the five? Let's quote Channel Life. Data localization. In a borderless digital society, seeking to control the country where data resides seems counterintuitive. However, this control is either a direct requirement or a byproduct of many emerging privacy laws. The risks to a multi-country business strategy drive a new approach to the design and acquisition of cloud across all service models, as security and risk management leaders face an uneven regulatory landscape with different regions requiring different localization strategies. As a result, data localization planning will shift to a top priority in the design and acquisition of cloud services. Privacy-enhancing computational techniques. Data processing in untrusted environments, such as the public cloud, and multi-party data sharing and analytics have become foundational to an organization's success. Rather than taking a bolt-on approach, the increasing complexity of analytics engines and architectures mandate that vendors incorporate a by-design privacy capability. The pervasiveness of AI models and the necessity to train them is only the latest addition to privacy concerns. Unlike common data-at-rest security controls, privacy-enhancing computational opportunities protects data in use. As a result, organizations can implement data processing and analytics that were previously impossible because of privacy or security concerns. Gartner predicts that by 2025, 60% of large organizations will use at least one PEC technique in analytics, business intelligence, and cloud computing. AI governance. A Gartner survey found that 40% of organizations had an AI privacy breach, and of that, of the breaches, only one in four was malicious. Whether organizations process personal data through an AI-based module integrated into a vendor offering, or a discrete platform managed by an in-house data science team, the risks to privacy and potential misuse of personal data is clear. Much of the AI running across organizations today is built into larger solutions with little oversight available to assess the impact to privacy. These embedded AI capabilities are used to track employee behavior, assess consumer sentiment, and build smart products that learn on the go. Furthermore, the data being fed into these learning models today will have influence on decisions being made years down the line. Once AI regulation becomes more established, it'll be nearly impossible to untangle toxic data ingested in the absence of an AI governance program. IT leaders will be left having to rip out systems wholesale at great expense to their organizations and to their standing. A centralized privacy UX. Increased consumer demand for subject rights and raised expectations about transparency will drive the need for a centralized privacy user experience, or UX. Forward-thinking organizations understand the advantage of bringing together all aspects of the privacy UX. Notices, cookies, consent management, and subject rights requests, handling into a single one self-serve portal. This approach yields convenience for key constituents, consumers, and employees, and generates significant time and cost savings. By 2023, Gartner predicts that 30% of consumer-facing organizations will offer a self-service transparency portal to provide the preference and consent management. Remote becomes hybrid everything. With engagement models and work and life settling into a hybrid, both the opportunity and desire for increased tracking, monitoring, and other personal data processing activities rise, and privacy risks become paramount. With the privacy implications of an all-hybrid set of interactions, productivity and work-life balance satisfaction have also increased across various industries and disciplines. Organizations to take a human-centric approach to privacy and monitoring data should be used minimally and with clear purposes, such as improving employee experience by removing unnecessary friction or mitigating burnout risk by flagging well-being risks. Now, why do we care? I'm convinced this is a space to make money and deliver real value around data privacy. That's why I spend time on it. Mining this for value is clearly an opportunity. Most customers will not be able to do this on their own. So, step in. Google is merging its two messaging apps, Meet and Duo. Left standing will be Google Meet, and Duo will be rolled in. Although on mobile, Duo will become the primary app named Google Meet. I did want to also highlight Microsoft's investment in collaboration apps too. At Build last week, the company focused on enhanced features within the space, including task management, video conferencing, and messaging. Microsoft also rolled together its existing identity and access services and announced a new decentralized ID one under the product name Microsoft Entra. The three parts of Entra: Microsoft Azure Active Directory, which is an existing identity and access management service; Permissions Management, which is a rename of Microsoft's acquisition of Cloud Knox Security, a cloud infrastructure and entitlement management service for detecting human and machine identities and activities; and Verified ID, which is a new decentralized identity product to come. Why do we care? Being so focused on the work layer, changes in these collaboration apps will be increasingly important. Where before operating system changes would be significant, this is the new space of interest. I highlighted Microsoft's investment in digital identity as I consider it an underdeveloped and badly needed space. As the previous story highlights, if privacy is coming, then control over digital identity is the partner in crime to data privacy. Want to reach an audience of nearly 20,000 across our podcasts and video shows? Or know one of your vendors who should be advertising here? We're looking for Q3 advertisers. Information is at mspradio.com/engage, as well as a big button to set an appointment to talk. Looking forward to hearing from you. Thanks for listening. Today is National Donut Day, National Egg Day, and European Bicycle Day. Perhaps we bike to get a donut? There's a bonus episode this weekend as we dive into crypto for IT services and MSPs, and I will talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.